الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. وإذ يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا قالوا قد سمعنا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. وإذ قالوا اللهم إن كان هذا هو الحق من عندك فأمطر علينا حجارة من السماء أو ائتنا بعذاب أليم. وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. وما لهم ألا يعذبهم الله وهم يصدون عن المسجد الحرام وما كانوا أولياءه إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Oh, you who believe, if you fear Allah, then He will grant you a criteria that you may be able to distinguish, judge right from wrong. You will have the capacity and the strength to leave out wrong and to be firm upon the righteous, upon right. Further, He will blot out for you your sins and He will forgive you. For Allah Ta'ala is one whose bounty is unbounded. His bounties are unlimited, without bounds. And remember the time when the unbelievers, the kuffar, had plotted against you in order that they may keep you in bounds, or they may slay you, or they may drive you out of their town. And they plot. And Allah Ta'ala also has a plan, and Allah Ta'ala is the best to plan. This was at the time of the migration to Medina Munawwara. The kuffar had connived, had planned, and shaitan had also asked permission to join in the meeting of theirs, that conference of theirs, that what should we do with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These people have all moved on to Medina, Munawwara. Now they'll become such a group that you will not be able to manage them any longer. And they will have the upper hand, they will come and crush us. Before this can happen, Nabi Sam is still in Makkah Mukarrama. Can't we work out some plan against him? And someone suggested that we should keep him in bonds and chains and let him die in this manner. Others felt that we should slay him, and others felt that we should remove him from our town. When they decided that a youngster from every family will come out with a dagger and stab Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, assassinating him, so that no single person is responsible for shedding his blood, and the blood money also will be divided and distributed amongst all the different families. So nobody will be able to hurt the Quraysh, because it's a thing that was done jointly, not by any single person. And they had a plan, and Nabi Sam was inspired that this is what's going to happen. And he had commanded Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to sleep in his place, covering himself with his shawl, whilst Nabi Sam had left with all the security and all the patrol that was around him, people with naked swords, naked knives, just waiting for him to leave the house, and they would stab him. And Allah Ta'ala blinded the eyes. Nabi Sam threw dust in the eyes, in the heads, and he had left for Medina Munawwara, taking some sanctuary for some time at the cave of Hira, and then finally moving on to Medina Munawwara. So they plan, and Allah Ta'ala also has a plan, and Allah Ta'ala is the best to plan. In all this, Allah Ta'ala is showing us, in tattaqullah, if you fear Allah Ta'ala, then He will create an exit for you. Create a criteria, an ability to distinguish between the right and the wrong, a strength and a protection for you, that when all the unbelievers will connive and they will plot against you, then too we will remove and will create an exit for you from all their problems, all their connivings. وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا, when our verses are recited to them, then they say that we have heard this already, and had we willed, we could have said something similar. This is no more than the tales of the ancient. And they also said, O Allah Ta'ala, if this is the truth from your side, then rain upon us stones from the sky, or send to us a grievous punishment. Nadr ibn Haris, when he was told about the Quran, so he said, what is it? If I want, I can produce something similar. So the Muslim challenged him and said, all right, if you say that, then produce something that is identical to the Quran in every respect. When he knew that he cannot stand up to the challenge, then just in a fit of frustration to show that he is not wrong, he says, O Allah Ta'ala, if this is the truth, that is what Nabi Sam is saying is the truth, then rain upon us stones from the sky. Just to cut off the conversation and save his embarrassment, he made this type of claims. Bring to us and send to us a grievous punishment. Whereas this is not in keeping with the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will not punish them whilst you are in their midst, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not send a wholesale punishment to wipe out people altogether. As long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is around, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala is not going to punish them whilst they ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness in their tawafs. They still ask, Ufranak, ask Allah Ta'ala's pardon and His forgiveness. And overall, they don't have a right for them not being punished, because they are the ones that hinder people, prevent people from the Masjidul Haram, and they are not the trustees and the guardians of the Masjid, that they prevent people access to the Masjid. The guardians and the trustees of the Masjid, Masjidul Haram, are the righteous believers, but most of them will not understand. And really, the prayer was no prayer around the Baytullah. Jahils, and what do they know about Ibadat? So their prayer was just around the Baytullah, was just whistling and clapping of hands. So this was their prayer. They would go around whistling and clapping the hands. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ, and go on tasting the punishment because of your rejecting the truth. Indeed, unbelievers, they spend their wealth, they spend their substance, that they may hinder people from the path of Allah Ta'ala. So they will go on spending, and eventually this spending of theirs, this striving against the truth, will become a means of regrets and sorrow for them. And then at the end will they be overcome. For a short duration, they have some type of power and some type of upper hand, and they are misled and deceived into thinking that victory is ours, we call the shots, and we will rule, we will prevail. But this is just a short term. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ, they spend their substance, they strive, and eventually this spending and this striving of theirs becomes a means of regrets for themselves when they see how they are being defeated and how they are being crushed. And remember, this is the punishment in this world and the punishment in the hereafter is they will be gathered all together to Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala allows all this to take place. A crush, a encounter between the truth and the false. Falsehood and the truth will always be in combat. There will be an encounter all the time. But through this encounter and this combat, Allah Ta'ala separates the impure from the pure. There must be some type of a mechanism where the impure becomes sifted out and sorted out from the pure. All cannot be the same, all cannot be treated equally. Allah Ta'ala will prove it that these were the impure, intentions were wrong, they were wrong and they were corrupt, and these were the right. Otherwise, without a trial, everybody makes a claim that, no, I am loyal, I am truthful, I am honest. But when the trial comes out, then the true colors of a person becomes clear. So Allah Ta'ala allows this in order that the impure must become separated from the pure. And then Allah Ta'ala puts the impurity all together, one above the other. He heaps them together and throws them into Jahannam. And these are the people in great loss. Say to the unbelievers, if they desist, then all their past wrongs will be forgiven. But if they persist, then they should remember that the punishment of the people of the past have already gone past, is already before them. They know about it, they see how the people of the past were treated and how they were punished. Thank you, Pastor.